Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today we have a program that really should relax you.
Oh, absolutely. You're entering into a universe of apathy with Craig Bellows, Oblivious Receptionist.
With an extra helping of torpor, wouldn't you say?
I would agree. Craig, as you know, performs a job that he gets paid for, but he doesn't really know what it is, at a local radio station near you. And this time around, there is a soccer emergency happening.
So let the knuckles whiten. But while they whiten, remember, it's your job as a listener to figure out the implicit question that serves as the premise for this episode. If you write one down and mail it in and it's correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Listener, you've proven you're not afraid to face the hopeless nature of reality simply by tuning into this radio show. You know that the virtuous are usually punished and that bad behavior is more than occasionally rewarded. The antics at your local public radio station in Lower Heights, invariably nicknamed Leper, are no exception to this. That's why we rehearse the reasons why we believe these terrible things through a close examination of the non-adventures of Craig Bellows, Oblivious Radio Station Front Desk Receptionist.
Excuse me. Hello. This bell serves some purpose, doesn't it? I'd like to think there is someone at this front desk, but this sneeze guard is all fogged up.
Huh? Did somebody say something?
I'm Lord Ravenhurst, and I'm here for an interview for the position of station manager.
I'm Craig Bellows, and this is the first I'm hearing about this.
What impertinence. Please give me some paper. I'd like to write down your name so that if I am successful in gaining the highest post at this ramshackle establishment, I can write you up.
Yeah, paper. I'm sorry, I feel like there used to be some post-it notes around here, but they seem to have gone missing.
I say, what is that egregious...
Bellows, get the studios evacuated immediately. Lock the front doors. We've got a soccer emergency.
Excuse me, but...
What? It'll have to wait, man. Did you hear? A soccer emergency.
Well, I say.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this so-called emergency. Why do we have an emergency, and how is it about soccer?
If I had time to answer your myriad questions, there wouldn't be an emergency, Bellows. Nets. Do we have nets? Shin guards? Where are the shin guards?
I'm not sure I can do anything if I don't know what's going on.
Break out the crisis Gatorade. We need whistles. Bring me whistles.
I suppose I can lock the studio doors and evacuate the lobby like you said, but nobody in the building seems to be reacting to the soccer emergency.
Perhaps they think it's a time out, and that could be part of the emergency. It's begun.
Hey, a soccer ball. I'm nominally curious about what's going on outside.
Bellows, ignore the offside rule. Scissor kick your way into action.
Righto, Chief.
Lies were embraced and truths were ignored, listener. Now you know, those who ignore soccer emergencies are destined to fail to understand soccer emergencies. Tune in next time for Craig Bellows, Oblivious Receptionist, when we'll hear Lord Ravenhurst say...
Hello? Someone's locked this studio door and I'm late to my interview. Someone might be contingently fired in the future for this.
So, Kevin, did anybody write in with anything?
Yes, unfortunately, because these are just getting worse and worse and more disappointing. But William, don't call me William, McEvers from Douglas, California, asks, is the question, what is a soccer emergency and where can I get one?
No. We're not even going to respond to that.
That's not correct, and so no valuable prize for you, William. Oh, sorry, Billiam.
But those who retain value nonetheless are our cast.
Davis Hill, Scott Herrick, Greg Smith, and Tony Flynn. This episode was written by Kevin Decker. Special thanks to the man whose favorite rapper is Edgar Allan Poe, Brian Lindsay.
If you can't say anything nice, lift all boats.